This week, you may want to know more about this strange sympathy that seems to exist between Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Well, look to the Freedom of Information Act, folks. Every investigative journalist is already on this one. But if you're more of an amateur, you can compare hacking Russian spy scenarios by just looking to Hollywood. Manchurian Candidate, anyone?
And Johnny will relieve those microphones and those cameras with blood all over him, fighting off anyone who tries to help him, rallying a nation of television viewers into hysteria to sweep us up into the White House with powers that will make martial law seem like anarchy. Ah!
Ah! Our culture correspondent, Melissa Locker, has got this one covered. Melissa, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hi, John. Shall we?
What?
Shall we play a game?
Oh, please. That is from War Games?
That is from War Games, the classic 1983 Matthew Broderick hacker movie.
Oh, so why should we rely on Hollywood hacker movies to help us understand this very important issue now in the political campaign of whether the Russians are trying to manipulate our election?
Well, I think hacker movies can definitely give you a glimpse into the mind of the hacker, at least as Hollywood portrays them. I mean, Sandra Bullock as a computer hacker in The Net, that's definitely going to tell you something about the relationship between potentially having Vladimir Putin influence the U.S. election.
Well, you have been virus, Mr. Dupina, and a not so very nice one.
You are the best. I knew I could count on you. So what should we do?
Well,
so the idea is this whole notion of the Russians manipulating through our digital space is an old one.
Oh, absolutely. It's not necessarily just the Russians, though. It could be just a, you know, evil nemesis of who is out to get the world. Or like in Die Hard 4, where my boyfriend Timothy Olyphant plays an evil villain who just wants $1 trillion transferred into his bank account.
Dad!
Careful.
Don't worry, baby. Everything's going to be all right.
Daddy!
So it sounds like you don't want to be saved by Bruce Willis in any way.
You know, if Bruce Willis wants to save me, that's fine. But if Timothy Olyphant happens to, you know, have $1 trillion in his offshore bank account and needs someone to help him spend it, I would happily be there with him.
Melissa, I get the sense that you're not taking this whole Russian Donald Trump thing seriously, given the movie clips that you've chosen here.
Well, I think you certainly could take it seriously. I mean, I've seen Hackers. I know how seriously these things happen.
Remind me of the premise of Hackers.
The premise is that there's like some 11-year-old hacker who crashes all these computers and is banned from going online until he's 18 years old. But then he gets implicated in a massive worldwide conspiracy, because these are all massive worldwide conspiracies, as we see in the political, you know, realm today. But this one involves Angelina Jolie and Johnny Lee Miller, so it's much more attractive.
Welcome to our show!
Hack the planet!
Hack the planet!
And for those late night hacks.
Remember, hacking is more than just a crime. It's a survival trait.
Yeah, that one's a really good movie. And, I mean, you also can't go wrong with Swordfish, which has Halle Berry and Hugh Jackman. Mm. Although it's a pretty unrealistic movie because Hugh Jackman has an earring, but Wolverine can't have an earring. He would just heal.
Stop. You have all these rules. You have all these rules. You're picky.
I'm sorry.
I have been told that the best crackers in the world can do this in 60 minutes. Unfortunately, I need someone who can do it in 60 seconds.
You kidding?
Afraid not.
Go!
Get up.
Time's a-wasting, big guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Will there be a movie made of what's been going on here? In other words, are there scripts being written now?
I'm sure that there is a man in the Starbucks in Hollywood working on the screenplay right now.
Being watched by the NSA?
Yeah, obviously. Through the camera on the laptop computer that he forgot to cover up.
Boris, you're the one with the venti latte? That's what it would sound like.
That is exactly what it would sound like.
Melissa Locker, thanks for making me feel so much better about our election in 2016.
You are so welcome.
Ah! Ah!